It's pretty short. I didn't play it very well, even though I played it 3 times last night.
No, it's been wonderful. We have just comments with people melting. So you are melting people all around, my dear. Okay, I think that's all. We have kind of gained some minutes from the following show, but the host there is very happy to hear you. So everything is happy now. Tonight, questa sera, Badly Drum Boy al Vicolo Bolognetti, Bolognetti on the Rocks. Last question, the really last one. It's our very banal question, but we are really curious to know what would be your 5 Desert Island records if you had to leave right now after the show. Oof, I know.
Albums, kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
That's so hard. There'd have to be a Bob Dylan one in there, but I don't know which one I'd pick.
Okay.
I mean, recently I've been listening to weird albums by him, like Infidels and Street Legal, kind of ones that aren't considered his best, but I'd take an old Dylan album, I think, like some of his early stuff, like The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll on it, and maybe the Bootleg series or something like that, I don't know.
So we have one Dylan's.
There'd have to be a Smiths album, so it'd probably be Hatful of Hollow, because I prefer a lot of the versions on that, like, because they're live. And Andy Roark hates me for saying that, because he's proud of the recordings, but Hatful of Hollow is a great live album. Springsteen would have to be in there, but I don't know, probably Born to Run, because it's poor Clarence who passed away.
Quindi abbiamo per il momento gli Smiths, Bruce Springsteen e probabilmente Born to Run e Hatful of Hollows degli Smiths e un disco di Bob Dylan, forse uno delle bootleg series o comunque qualcosa di dei primi. So we have 2 left.
I need to pick a woman, but I can't think of an album. I'd have to probably take a Beck album as well, because Beck was a big influence. Elliott Smith, Guided by Voices, Ween.
Wow.
Flaming Lips. I saw the Flaming Lips last week. I don't know, it'd be maybe a collection of all them.
Like a best of your heart or something like that. Abbiamo nominato finalmente anche i Beck, Flaming Lips, e anche se in realtà stava cercando un disco femminile di cui però al momento non gli viene in mente il nome. Tutte influenze importanti per lui. Tra l'altro ha visto i Flaming Lips la scorsa settimana. Okay, we can have one last name to end the show and to end the chat with you. For another album, the last one, the really last one. Anything by the Beatles? No.
Possibly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, I know they're not very known. You know, but sometimes they can be useful.
It's really hard. It's really hard to think on the spot, and there must be some records that I love that I can't even think of at the minute. Can't think.
Okay, don't worry.
I like Moon Safari by Air, that's a great record.
What one? Which one?
Moon Safari by Air, you know, French band.
Okay.
It was brilliant. You must know that album.
Okay, it's a play, it's a game, you know, so...
It was their debut album, it's a classic, like 97 it came out, I think.
1997. Okay. Damon, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see tonight.
Okay,
thank you. Grazie. Ciao.
Ciao.